Well, hello and welcome, everybody. Hope you're having an outstanding day today. If not, well, listen to the show because we're going to give you some insights on maybe how to shift your consciousness, shift your mind in a very quick way so that you can start feeling empowered, feeling good, feeling joyful. You know, we are going through lots of challenges in today's world, and maybe you're going through your own. You know, maybe you've lost a job or lost a loved one, or maybe you're just having challenges with relationships or careers or whatnot. You know, a lot of things are happening out there. But this is the show that will help you to really step back into your power and feel enlivened, empowered, enjoyed in your space today. I have a very special guest today. And before I get to him, I'm going to take a quick break, but then we'll be back and he will share his wisdom with you. Wait to hear who I have on the show today. I think you'll be impressed. All righty, here we go.
Are you over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days? I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. Call now for this free book on maximizing your income in retirement. Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers from leading financial firm J.D. Melberg. That's right, free. This book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we're about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known truths we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity, and it's free.
Call 800-615-2282.
As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report. We researched numerous products and summarized rates and benefits of annuities, all from SILAC Insurance Company.
Call 800-615-2282. That's 800-615-2282.
Call now.
Whether you're an active person that wants extra supplemental movement, maybe you want to keep your legs active while you work, or you wish to support your therapy at home, or you just want to build strength, increase your mobility, flexibility, and boost your circulation, Ellipse was made for you. Power-assisted exercise that frees your mind to enjoy your favorite seated activities. Just plug it in, place your feet, select your speed, and relax. Ellipse does all the work for you. Call now and order Ellipse.
Hi everyone watching at home. We're here to remind you that if you or someone you know were injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have live agents available right now to answer your questions and tell you how much your case is potentially worth. Hi, I'm Gina Belich, here with spokesman and TV personality Tom Mustin with us in the Help Center. So, Tom, phones are really busy over there. Tell us what kind of calls you're seeing.
Well, Gina, first off, thank you for having me here in the call center with you. We always enjoy talking to the viewers and getting folks the compensation that they deserve. You know, we're seeing calls about all kinds of accidents, but the most common by far has been car accidents. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident that was not your fault, give us a call right now. You'll speak with a live person. They'll answer any questions you have and tell you if you have a case and how much your case is potentially worth.
Thanks, Tom. All right, folks at home, you heard it. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now.
Do you listen to the TV on high volume or have trouble hearing conversations? Then you would benefit from hearing aids. Don't waste thousands on expensive hearing aids when you can get MD Hearing's revolutionary Neo hearing aids for just $299 a pair. Don't be fooled by higher-priced hearing aids. The Neo is a true hearing aid, not an amplifier. With rechargeable technology, many customers say is superior to more expensive models. Call now and get not one, but two Neo hearing aids for just $299. Plus, we'll add in a portable charging dock and ship your order absolutely free. The Neo is nearly invisible with its tiny in-the-ear canal design. And you can get two Neo hearing aids with a 45-day risk-free trial, free shipping, and free lifetime U.S.-based support for only $299. So call now.
800-789-7885. Again, that's 800-789-7885.
Do you listen to the TV on high volume or have trouble hearing conversations? Then you would benefit from hearing aids. Don't waste thousands on expensive hearing aids when you can get Nano's revolutionary technology for just $297. Don't be fooled by higher-priced hearing aids. The CIC Recharge is a true hearing aid, not an amplifier. With rechargeable technology, many customers say is superior to more expensive models. Call now and get not one, but two Nano hearing aids for just $297. Plus, we'll add a portable charging case and ship your order absolutely free. The CIC Recharge has a tiny in-the-ear canal design that is nearly invisible. Why keep missing out on important conversations or waste thousands of dollars? Call and get two CIC Recharge hearing aids for only $297 and free shipping.
800-817-7419. Again, that's 800-817-7419.
Well, welcome back to the show. This is Ken D. Foster. I'm so glad you're here today. As I mentioned, I have a very special guest who's in studio with me today. His name is Greg Hammer. He's an MD, and he is a professor at Stanford University School of Medicine, pediatric intensive care physician, pediatric anesthesiologist, and the author of Gain Without Pain, the Happiness Handbook for healthcare professionals, and me too. I'm just adding that in. Anyway, Dr. Hammer, welcome to the show. It's great to have you, Greg. It's great to have you back on the show. Hey, what's new in your world?
Hey, Ken. Well, it's wonderful to be back with you. There's always something new. Everything is very positive. I don't have a complaint in the world. I'm looking out my window at a beautiful orange tree. The oranges are especially delicious. We got some rain a bit back, and the sky is blue and beautiful, and all is well in the universe.
All is well in the universe. What part of the universe are you in?
I actually have a beautiful home on Stanford campus where faculty are eligible to purchase homes. They have a couple of hundred, and so all my neighbors are Stanford faculty and really terrific people. We're all interested in teaching and research and all in different schools at Stanford. It's a great community. I ride my bike to work. It's very utopian, actually.
Wow, that sounds wonderful. You know, I'm sure students are going through lots of challenges like they do, but it seems like it's even more intense today with some of the things that are going on in the world. Requirements for vaccination or requirements for masks or just the concern of world politics and what's going on in Ukraine and Russia. There's just a lot going on. So, you know, you've written an amazing book and it's all about the mind and how to have our mind focus on the positive through these challenges. First of all, what inspired you to write the book? And then how do we do this?
What inspired me to write the book is really a confluence of factors, as often happens in life. I like to say that, you know, I go in the direction that lots of arrows are pointing. And so it's sort of like the holes in the Swiss cheese lining up. That can be a good thing or a bad thing at times. But for me, as far as the book goes, I've had a longstanding interest in wellness before that became kind of a buzzword. Physical fitness and wellness, as well as spiritual wellness. I've been a student of Advaita or non-duality for some time. At the same time, there's a rising tide or prevalence of burnout among healthcare professionals and physicians in particular. And for that reason, Stanford convened a committee called WellMD to address the increasing burnout rates that we're facing among physicians in particular. I jumped on that and, you know, was asked to give a talk on wellness at a national meeting of hospital administrators, and then another one and another one. And pretty soon I found myself kind of on the speaking circuit. And I had some sabbatical time coming up, one of the great benefits of being in academic medicine. And it just, again, the arrows all sort of lined up that I could get the message out regarding wellness and burnout out to even more people if I wrote a book. So There you have it. Sat down and wrote like crazy. It just sort of flowed forth for the most part. And now I'm on my third book.
Now you're on your third book. And so what what's the third book? Just, I'm curious, what's the third book going to be about?
The third book is also based on the same method, which is GAIN, and that's in capital letters. As you know, that's an acronym for what I consider to be the four pillars of spiritual wellness. But it's directed at teenagers, or more specifically, those who care for teenagers, parents, teachers, counselors, etc. But using the same principles, which, you know, are really related to mindfulness, a very accessible, present way of rewiring the brain in a manner that results in being more present and therefore happy.
Yeah. Well, I really, you know, gain without pain. And when I first read it, I was like, well, there's no pain without gain. No pain, you know, gain without pain. And I thought, okay, well, he's got to play on words here. Is it possible for us to gain, okay, in your acronym, without really going through struggle, throughout pain, through challenges, through that type of thing?
Well, of course, life is full of challenges, and that leads to chronic stress. And so we can talk about what chronic stress does to the body and how it challenges us. And this is certainly a time of enhanced chronic stress for a variety of reasons, some of which you mentioned. The reason I said gain without pain is a couple of different meanings in that. Since I'm an anesthesiologist and intensivist, I try to mitigate or prevent pain. And yes, you correctly referred to that expression that there's no gain without pain. The point is that the truth is very simple and it resides within us, all around us, and accessing that truth is actually painless. You know, the principles are very simple. You know, I teach a gain meditation, which we do first thing in the morning after we open the blinds and let some light in and do our morning hygiene thing. We do a 3 to 5 minute gain meditation, and it's very simple, and it puts us in touch with those gain principles that we can then embody, and they're quite portable, so we can sort of drop into our gain practice anytime. And I think because of the simplicity, it's really painless. In fact, it helps liberate us from the pain created by chronic stress.
Well, I want to talk about the gain principles when I get back from this break, and how we can apply those principles in our life with you're right, there's a lot of chronic stress in the world. And I think we need to address that. So I'm going to take a break. We'll be right back. Let's discuss that.
Whether you're an active person that wants extra supplemental movement, maybe you want to keep your legs active while you work, or you wish to support your therapy at home, or you just want to build strength, increase your mobility, flexibility, and boost your circulation, Ellipse was made for you. Power-assisted exercise that frees your mind to enjoy your favorite seated activities. Just plug it in, place your feet, select your speed, and relax. Ellipse does all the work for you. Call now and order Ellipse.
Everybody wants cheap airfare, but where do you find it? You call low-cost airlines. They specialize in cheap flights, discount hotel rooms, cheap car rental rates, and with a best price guarantee. If you want the lowest prices on your airline tickets or other travel services, call now. That's right, call. That's the only way to get these rates. Experts are standing by 24/7 to get you the cheapest airfare and hotel rates available. So don't wait. Call now.
This right here is Confidence in a Bottle. Makes me feel so much more confident than I've ever felt in my life.
They are some of the hottest videos on social media. Those videos claiming to instantly get rid of bags under your eyes. Annette Figueroa is here to tell us why she says this one is for real.
This one is for real, and I'm so excited. Not only does it work on the bags, it works on the appearance of crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles. We even have a video, and all he uses is a small amount, and that's how easy it is. And I did this to my father. We were at home, 4 minutes, 34 seconds, completely gone.
My real true opinion is holy words I can't say on camera. This is absolutely unbelievable. I mean, I could feel it just lifting my skin. It was amazing. It feels good. Feels great. Looks even better.
At our $14.95 price, it's the best way to try Plexaderm and see it work after your first application. Call the number on your screen.
Call 800-830-1358.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is Kendi Foster. I'm talking with Dr. Greg Hammer, and we're talking about his book, which is Gain Without Pain. And we're going to be talking about some of the principles of gain without pain. So what would you say are the most important principles during this time of stress that people can follow?
Ken, I really think that the G-A-I-N principles are very much interrelated and of equal importance. But GAIN, as you know, stands for gratitude, acceptance, intention, and non-judgment. So we can start with gratitude. I think that this is a widely embraced, well understood, basic element of happiness that is gratitude, whether it's journaling, simply meditating on one's gratitude, simply acknowledging it, discussing it with a friend. Gratitude is essential to happiness. And
can I ask you something about gratitude? You know, it seems like sometimes gratitude is kind of on the surface, as opposed to in a sense of realized gratitude in one's own life. And I'm sure you've probably, you know, there's a difference there. You know, we can think about gratitude or we can experience gratitude in our life. What's been your experience around that in teaching these principles around gratitude?
Ken, as you well know, we all have so much for which to be grateful, and we really just sort of need to relax into that understanding. And, you know, I can give you examples in my own life that immediately put me in touch with how grateful I am. And when I sit down to do my morning gain meditation, my practice, I begin with the breath, as in most types of meditation, just appreciating the inflow of air passing through my nose and filling my chest expanding, my body expanding in a way, and then just relaxing and letting that breath go without effort. And I do that a couple of times. And then I go to my gratitude. And, you know, I think that my gratitude contemplation is a little bit different every day. But I can tell you some things for which I'm grateful. And as I allow that to sort of bathe over me, if you will, or bathe me in these feelings of gratitude, it's quite deep-seated. It's very much my experience. There's nothing superficial about it. So, for example, and I think we all have our own examples, I was diagnosed about 10 years ago with a form of leukemia called chronic lymphocytic leukemia. I felt terrible. I was very fatigued. I kept going to work. I kept exercising. I kept up my healthy diet. I focused on good sleep hygiene, but I would wake up each morning just exhausted and not feeling refreshed at all. And I had to really focus on each moment in terms of the effort it took me to get through the day. And I'll fast forward and spare you the details. But as of today, I have been on immunotherapy medication, and it totally eliminated any sign of leukemia from my body, and I feel great. Yeah. And so I've actually just stopped taking that medicine, but I'm really grateful for the miracles of modern medicine. When I was diagnosed, I didn't think I would be alive 10 years hence. And so as I do my gratitude contemplation every morning, I'm just breathing in the deep-seated experience of gratitude for simply being here today, for taking this breath. So I'm really, it brings me to the present moment, which I think the other three GAIN elements do as well. They bring us to an awareness of the present moment, which is where happiness lives. And I think we all can tell our own stories of gratitude, no matter how hard and stressful things appear to be.
Yeah, well, I couldn't agree with you more on the gratitude piece. In fact, when I wake out of bed in the morning, when my eyes open, I give my mind the command, I'm awake and ready, and the next thing I go to is gratitude. I think about gratitude before I even get out of bed, what I'm grateful for. You know, I've kind of learned what how you start the day is how the day goes. And, you know, you can start your day over anytime. But I think it's powerful to do that. All righty. Got to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to go into the other game principles that will really, I believe, empower my listeners to rethink a little bit about what's going on in their life and be able to maybe take it to the next level. Thank you. I'll be right back.
Are you over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days? I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. Call now for this free book on maximizing your income in retirement. Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers from leading financial firm J.D. Melberg. That's right, free. This book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we're about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known truths we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity, and it's free.
Call 800-615-2282.
As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report. We researched numerous products and summarized rates and benefits of annuities, all from SILAC Insurance Company.
Call 800-615-2282. That's 800-615-2282.
Call now.
Stop whitening your smile the old-fashioned way with strips and trays that can take 30 minutes to an hour. I'm Jonathan Greenhut, the CEO of PowerSwabs. When I met Dr. Gineker and he introduced me to PowerSwabs and I saw how effective they were and how easy they were to use, I knew we had to share it with the world. PowerSwabs was clinically studied to whiten natural teeth as well as stain caps, crowns, and veneers. It's so effective, it works on stains caused by coffee, tea, red wine, and even smoking. For those of you who have that one stained tooth, Power Swabs can target that area using swab precision.
I was actually able to take the swab and really get through some of those areas that are kind of like untreated. I can immediately see the shades getting brighter and brighter or whiter and whiter.
Order Power Swabs and receive up to 50% off the retail price. And as an added bonus, get a free quick stick pen with your order. Dial the number on your screen or visit powerswabs.com today.
Well, welcome to, back to the show, everybody. Today, we're talking about the courage to have gain without pain. It's the title of a book by Dr. Hammer, who's my guest today. For those of you that don't know Dr. Hammer, he's also a member of the Stanford Well MD Initiative. Dr. Hammer is currently the chair of the Physicians Wellness Task Force for California Society of Anesthesiologists, and so much more. We're talking about the principles in his book right now. Why don't we go to the second principle? Let's talk about that.
Sure. The second principle is the A in GAIN, which stands for acceptance. And I think it's extremely important to be mindful about the pain in our lives. We can't, as you suggested, when you talked about maybe having a superficial sense of gratitude, you can't kind of gloss things over superficially. I think we need to really embrace the pain that's inevitably part of life. Life is full of pain as well as joy. And the good news is we can open our hearts and minds to the pain we experience and really merge with it, bring it closer, and we find out that it's not so bad. It's something that we can live with. And I think that's a really, really important principle. And so acceptance. As I said, we all have much for which to be grateful. We also all have pain in our lives. And so it's very important to distinguish, as the Serenity Prayer would have us notice, that there are things we can change and things we cannot change in the world and with respect to things that are uncomfortable or painful for us. And we need to determine or discern those things that we can change and decide whether we have the wherewithal to direct ourselves toward those things. And those things that we cannot change or we determine we with lower priority perhaps, and we're going to target things we can change more efficiently, those other things we need to embrace, we need to accept. And we do so by really focusing our mindful energy on them. So when we're doing our game meditation, for example, we've kind of breathed through that for which we're grateful. And we move on then to acceptance. And again, we all have our own examples of pain that we cannot change in our lives that we can focus on during this exercise. So for me, I lost my son at the age of 29, about 5 years ago. So that's an easy one. That's clearly painful. So when I'm breathing into this pain, I actually envision my chest opening, my heart opening, and an image of my son and the pain of his death actually bringing closer and closer and closer until I merge with it, until there's no separation at all between my heart, myself, and that pain. And I find that if I ask myself the question, can I live with this pain forever? The answer becomes yes. It's something that I fully accept. There's nothing I can do about it. There's nothing I could have done about it, but more importantly, there's nothing I can do about it now. And so by bringing this pain into my heart, by merging with it and accepting it, my suffering is greatly diminished. And as you know, Ken, there's a formula in my book, which I seem to be thinking of more and more, namely suffering equals pain times resistance. And it occurred to me that, so as I lower my resistance, and acceptance might be considered the converse or the opposite of resistance. If we fully lower our resistance and accept the pain, our suffering diminishes or goes away. And I was just thinking that perhaps the most enlightened people that are known to us, whether it's Jesus or the Buddha or Muhammad or others, were those that could completely accept the pain in their lives. And so by lowering the resistance to zero, full acceptance, the pain was there, but the suffering went to zero. And perhaps that equates with true awakening or enlightenment. So I imagine, say, yeah, Jesus on the cross, clearly he was experiencing pain. There were spikes going through his wrists and feet. But by lowering his resistance completely to that pain, perhaps his suffering dissipated completely.
Well, I can speak to that directly. November 26th, 2021, I had a bicycling accident where I separated my shoulder and bruised some ribs and had a leg. I bruised my leg really bad, and it was a big separation. It was a lot of pain. 2 days later, I got COVID, and you know, now I'm trying to cough and, you know, I can't because of bruised ribs and the shoulder, and I'm on some pain medication. You know, I take that for a few days and I go, I can't take this stuff anymore. And now I'm having withdrawals from the pain medication because it was overdone in this my case. And I'm sitting there and there was the acceptance that this may be the end. This may be it. And in that moment was complete peace. The pain was there, just as you're describing, but complete bliss, complete peace, and it didn't leave me. It stayed with me, and it stayed with me after all the healing. So I really get that, and we can get there. I don't think you have to have bicycle accidents as a COVID and stuff to get there, but sometimes pain, we learn from pain, we learn from suffering, and we can shift it. Listen, I got to take another break. I'm sorry. You know, when I come back, you had mentioned the concept of duality, and I'd like to see how that applies into the third and fourth principle here. So we'll be right back. hello and welcome, everybody. Hope you're having an outstanding day today. If not, well, listen to the show because we're going to give you some insights on maybe how to shift your consciousness, shift your mind in a very quick way so that you can start feeling empowered, feeling good, feeling joyful. You know, we are going through lots of challenges in today's world, and maybe you're going through your own. You know, maybe you've lost a job or lost a loved one, or maybe you're just having challenges with relationships or careers or whatnot. You know, a lot of things are happening out there. But this is the show that will help you to really step back into your power and feel enlivened, empowered, enjoyed in your space today. I have a very special guest today. And before I get to him, I'm going to take a quick break, but then we'll be back and he will share his wisdom with you. Wait to hear who I have on the show today. I think you'll be impressed. All righty, here we go.
Whether you're an active person that wants extra supplemental movement, maybe you want to keep your legs active while you work, or you wish to support your therapy at home, or you just want to build strength, increase your mobility, flexibility, and boost your circulation, Ellipse was made for you. Power-assisted exercise that frees your mind to enjoy your favorite seated activities. Just plug it in, place your feet, select your speed, and relax. Ellipse does all the work for you. Call now and order Ellipse.
Do you have trouble hearing conversations? Are you constantly asking loved ones to repeat themselves? Do you miss out on discussions or talking with friends? Then you would benefit from Nano Hearing Aids. Don't waste thousands of dollars on expensive hearing aids or settle with the frustration of cheap amplifiers. Right now, you can get two revolutionary Nano CIC Recharge Hearing Aids, regularly $794 for just $297, or opt into our payment plan of four easy payments.
I love how affordable the Nano hearing aids are. Compared to some hearing aids, they're as much as $3,000, $4,000, $5,000.
Don't be fooled by higher-priced hearing aids. The CIC Recharge is a true hearing aid, not an amplifier. It has rechargeable technology that many customers say is superior to more expensive models.
Well, these Nano hearing aids are fantastic. They're affordable. They're easy to fit into the ear. And what really impressed me is I'm hearing things I haven't heard in years.
Our friendly operators are standing by to take your order.
800-416-7044.
The CIC Recharge offers superior noise reduction and a tiny in-the-ear canal design that is nearly invisible. Best of all, they are incredibly affordable. And if you call now, we'll add a portable charging case and ship your order absolutely free.
I love how they feel. They're very light. I don't even know they're there.
You know, I've used other hearing aids before that were bulky. These are light and easy to use, too.
Stop missing out on important conversations or wasting thousands of dollars on expensive hearing aids. Order now and you'll get two CIC Recharge hearing aids and a portable charging case for just $297. Or opt into our easy payment plan. And your order ships free. Supplies are limited, so don't delay. Better hearing is just a phone call away.
800-416-7044. Again, that's 800-416-7044.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away.
If you have type 1 or type 2 diabetes, administer insulin three or more times a day, or use an insulin pump.
Call the Diabetic Health Hotline today and learn about the latest CGM technology. Not only can a CGM immediately reduce pain, it is accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions.
And if you have Medicare or private insurance,
you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. We will also provide free shipping of your new CGM and will bill your insurance company for you.
If you have type 1 or type 2 diabetes, administer insulin three or more times a day or use an insulin pump. Call now and learn how to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little to no out-of-pocket cost.
Well, welcome back, everybody. I'm talking to Dr. Greg Hammer, who is a Stanford professor and an anesthesiologist, and also has written an amazing book, Gain Without Pain. We're talking about duality, and how does that apply into the book and the third and fourth principle? Duality was always a concept when I was very young. I heard this little voice say, don't forget about duality. I didn't know what it meant until I grew up, but I heard it. So let's talk about that.
Well, first of all, let me tell you that I think your story about pain and lowering your resistance to the pain with full acceptance and then feeling kind of blissed out, that's a beautiful story. And that just goes to show you what a simple process that is, right? I think the game principles are all very simple and so essential. And they're all interrelated because as you were experiencing that bliss of full acceptance, it also brought you gratitude. And I'm sure that you were able to rise to the occasion and despite the pain that you were experiencing, reduce your suffering so greatly. So the I in game stands for intention. And the fact is, and we'll get to the non-duality piece, but the fact is that our brains are wired in ways that interfere with our happiness, that interfere with our ability to be present. And I love Dr. Jon Kabat-Zinn's definition of mindfulness, which is that mindfulness is simply the awareness of the present moment on purpose, non-judgmentally. So the fact is that we're not often aware, fully aware of the present moment because our brains have become wired through evolutionary processes to be very obsessed with thoughts of the past and the future in ways that are maladaptive. And the second quality we have in terms of the way our brains are wired is we have a negativity bias. So we tend to remember the negative and forget the positive. So again, we have an obsession with the past and future in maladaptive ways. And we tend to hang on to the negative. And when you combine these things, our minds are often in the past where our negativity bias causes us to feel shame and regret. And with regard to our obsession with the future, what's going to happen next, fear and anxiety are generated. And so those are certainly thoughts that interfere with our ability to be present and happy. So intention means that we have to be purposeful about the way we think. And the good news is that our brains have this wonderful quality called neuroplasticity. That means that we can actually change the way our brains work. We can change the way our thoughts evolve by bringing our focus back to the present moment and remembering the positive. And again, here's where gratitude and acceptance are folded into intention. Mm-hmm. The non-duality part is...
Well, before you go there, let me just plus that a second, because, you know, as I experienced that pain and suffering and... It took me into that exact place. I spun down. I went into negativity for a while. And it was like the dark night of the soul on steroids in this case. And what happened, though, is in that moment, because I've done this work for so many years, there was a moment that I realized that if I'm going to heal, if I'm going to ascend, I had to focus my thoughts on gratitude, on this is temporary, that I can, that I will heal, I will. And as soon as I did that, the next day was the turning point. Everything turned the next day. But I had to use the mind to get clear. So I just want to make your point on that.
Well, that's beautiful. I mean, again, you know, these principles are all interrelated. And I think we need to understand that this is not something unique to us as an individual, that our brains are all wired this way. Your brain, your thoughts, naturally went to a negative place, naturally went to the future. In other words, you were anxious and fearful about what might develop, that maybe you wouldn't heal, maybe this was going to last forever, this pain, or maybe, especially with the COVID, that you wouldn't even survive. That's just what our brains do. They're negative. And they go to the past and the future and they get stuck there. So it interferes with our ability to be present. We all share this. We should not feel alone. This is a way that all of us think. And as I said, the good news, and as you just so beautifully exemplified, Ken, the good news is that we have the power of intention, of being purposeful, of having brains that are plastic, that can be modified. And all we have to do is understand this and direct our attention to rewiring the way we think. And it's not that difficult. It's just, we learn in baby steps through repetition. So a little bit of focus, a little bit of meditation in a contemplative way every day. And, you know, in a few months, we'll look back and we'll realize how much happier we are, you know, how far we've come. And so, you know, let's not put expectations on ourselves. There's no such thing as failure. Progress happens slowly. Our brains didn't get wired this way overnight. It took tens of thousands of years, if not more. And here we are. We have the power of intention. We have the power to change the way we think for the better.
Well, I couldn't. I'm glad you get bringing in the science around now, because I couldn't agree with you more that we do have the ability to change. You know, for me, yesterday I celebrated 30 years of walking into recovery, and a big man by the name of Jim said, "Hey, welcome home." And I was home. I was home. And but what happened for me is that I had to change the way I was thinking. Because the way I was thinking was getting me results that were leading to a lot of pain and challenges physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And so when I made that commitment, that intention, and a firm intention, no turning back, cut off all options, everything changed. Last principle.
Good. Well, maybe we can kind of cover the non-duality part under the end and gain is not non-duality, it's non-judgment. And as Dr. Kabat-Zinn said, mindfulness is being aware of the present moment on purpose, non-judgmentally. And as you know, Ken, our minds are always analyzing what we see and experience in our environment. And we are wired to judge everything in our environment. And because of our negativity bias, that usually causes us to judge ourselves most harshly and unfavorably compared to others, let's say. And so this is good, that is bad, he's smarter than I am, you know, he's better looking than I am, she's more popular than I am, etc. And this is all a continuous stream of judgments that we're making that are exhausting and really not productive. And so, you know, in the book, I tell the story of I was taking a Qigong class or a retreat with Master Ming Tong Gu, and he had us face each other and with our partner and say, you are good, repeat that to each other, and took turns, and then you are bad, repeated, and we took turns. And at the end, he asked us, how did we feel saying to the other or being told you are good and you are bad? And everyone responded that saying and hearing you are good was positive and the other was negative. I thought, actually, I'm not so sure about that. We're judging each other. And in fact, that's where he took us, to the fact that when we judge others and ourselves, it leads us away from being present and happy. And the non-duality thing is that if we see that there's no separation between ourselves and others, right, and the world, that everything we see is oneness, there is no actual duality, we drop our judgments. Mm-hmm. And so by becoming less and less judgmental, we become happier.
Yeah. You know, I believe that, you know, it's what I used years ago to support me in letting go of feeling less than or feeling not enough was just like me, you're putting on your shoes. Just like me, you're suffering. Just like me, you're challenged. Just like me, today you don't feel good about yourself. Just like me, you do feel good about yourself. Something. I just used that affirmation, and you know, and it, what had happened is, and it, for me, I identified it as shaming myself. Oh, you're not good enough. You're not as good as that person. You're less than that. Just, we shame ourselves. It's like, what? And I guess it's just that mind that you said, you're programmed with this negative thing. Why do we have that negative thoughts going on there in the mind, that critical thinking? That the mind seems to almost lead with critical thinking. Is it because we've trained that way, or because it's genetics, or what is that?
Well, I don't know, Ken. My hypothesis is that it's an evolutionary phenomenon, that as our brains were developing and, you know, Homo sapiens came into being 50 or 60,000 years ago, it may have been an evolutionary advantage to always be wary, to always be thinking as we're, you know, protecting our family in our cave, that there's a saber-toothed tiger lurking right outside the mouth of the cave.
Yeah.
So this way, our thoughts were cast into the future of what's the worst thing that could happen.
Yeah.
And this wariness, which includes negativity, perhaps led to our living longer, procreating more. And so whether that's a genetic or epigenetic phenomenon, I can see the evolutionary advantage of being wary and, you know, obsessed with thoughts of the future and fear and anxiety and always trying to protect ourselves and our family. So perhaps that's the reason that our brains developed the way they did.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I like that. I like that theory. And I think that, you know, it's I don't want to ever lose my critical thinking, because it's important, but it's about bringing consciousness to it. So like you said, it's not driving me and driving my thoughts on a continuous basis. I'm not obsessed with looking for what's wrong. It's just part of something that I have a critical thinking to be able to see problems and not turn away from them, but be able to look at them and notice that they're there. So then I can deal with them. I think that's the healthy mind, and the obsessed mind is probably the mind that needs your book.
Right. Well, that's why, you know, we talk about, or I talk about in the book, adaptive versus maladaptive. So it's adaptive to discern, but not to judge. It's adaptive to consider the future to the extent that we can plan for heading off trouble or look forward to happy times with our families. I mean, in my profession, I have to catastrophize. It's adaptive for me as a critical care physician and anesthesiologist to think of the worst thing that can happen. So I can plan for it. I've got a plan A, B, and C for every circumstance. But I can overdo that and bring that into my life outside of medicine, and it's maladaptive. So we do have to be discerning, no question about it, as you mentioned.
Yeah, that's really good. Yeah, I had a guest on my show years ago. His name was Alan Robinson, and Alan was the double for Tom Hanks in many movies. He's a stuntman. And I said, you know, Alan, how'd you do these stunts? You know, didn't you have filled with a lot of fear? He says, let me tell you a story, Ken. I go up in a hot air balloon. We go up 3,000 feet. I'm not really comfortable going up there. He says, and then I jump out of the hot air balloon and I'm on a bungee cord. So I bungee, then I cut the bungee cord and I fall, free fall to the earth. And at the last moment, I pull my chute and I land. He said, at each one of those stages, I have fear. And he says, when I can rectify that fear, that's when I know the stunt's ready to do. And that's what I'm hearing you say with anesthesiologists. You're planning for what could possibly, you know, go wrong. And yet when you mitigate that, you're good.
Absolutely. And I think that, you know, what is adaptive versus maladaptive is very much individual and changes. But I think we know what is positive and healthy in our hearts. And so we can discern between, you know, plan A and plan B, or what might happen without judging it, without becoming overly fearful and anxious. We just have to bring our thought processes back to the present and
absolutely
and into a positive realm.
Yeah. I've been coaching 26 years, helping people to move their minds out of their head and into their heart. And, you know, I came across a fellow this morning, one of my partners, and he was totally in his head, worried, concerned, you know, fearful. And I realized in that moment, especially when we're conscious, you realize anything that's said at that moment, that time, probably you want to just forget because, right, they're not necessarily coming from their true self, their powerful self. They're coming from that place of fear and worry and anxiety. And a lot of times what we're saying in those states is not the highest and best for ourselves or anybody else. What's your thought about
that? Yeah, I can tell you that in my during my gain meditation, what I've done lately when I get to the end for non-judgment, I actually have a picture that I'm visualizing the Earth apparently suspended in space, one of these beautiful NASA photographs. And it's obvious to me when I do that, that the Earth is neither good nor bad. There's all kinds of little stuff happening on the surface, but collectively, as I look at this beautiful planet of ours, it's neither good nor bad inherently. And then I conclude that it's only logical for me to look at myself the same way. I'm neither good nor bad. I simply am the person that I am. And when I do that, it just releases a lot of anxiety and just the letting go of judgment is such a beautiful phenomenon. And, you know, again, it brings gratitude. It brings acceptance of myself with my flaws. I just, they're not bad. They're just me.
Yeah.
And again, you know, the intention piece comes back to bringing my thought processes back to this place of non-judgment. So again, those four principles are all interrelated and they're all immediately accessible to us.
Absolutely. All right. Let's tell my listening audience where they can get the book.
Well, it's on Amazon, and my website is greghammermd.com.
There's lots the book is Gain Without Pain, Dr. Greg Hammer, and I hope you'll pick it up. It's an amazing book. All right, I got to take a quick break, and we'll be back for final thoughts.
Are you over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days? I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. Call now for this free book on maximizing your income in retirement. Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers from leading financial firm J.D. Melberg. That's right, free. This book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we're about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known truths we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity, and it's free.
Call 800-615-2282.
As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report. We researched numerous products and summarized rates and benefits of annuities, all from SILAC Insurance Company.
Call 800-615-2282. That's 800-615-2282.
Call now.
Do you listen to the TV on high volume or have trouble hearing conversations? Then you would benefit from hearing aids. Don't waste thousands on expensive hearing aids when you can get MD Hearing's revolutionary Neo hearing aids for just $299 a pair. Don't be fooled by higher-priced hearing aids. The Neo is a true hearing aid, not an amplifier. With rechargeable technology many customers say is superior to more expensive models. Call now and get not one, but two Neo hearing aids for just $299. Plus, we'll add in a portable charging dock and ship your order absolutely free. The Neo is nearly invisible with its tiny in-the-ear canal design. And you can get two Neo hearing aids with a 45-day risk-free trial, free shipping, and free lifetime U.S.-based support for only $299. So call now.
800-789-7885. Again, that's 800-789-7885.
Well, welcome back, everybody. I'm speaking with Dr. Greg Hammer. This has been an amazing interview, Dr. Hammer. And I think that this is an interview that a lot of people really want to listen to and share with their family and friends. I think you've really tapped on some of the principles, core principles that have science behind them to be able to help us to have a joyful, happy life filled with peace. Yeah. Yeah. Let me ask you final thoughts here. How is your life right now as a result of knowing all these principles?
You know, life has its ups and downs. I have pain in my life. I have joy in my life. All I can say, Ken, is that I'm doing better all the time. You know, this is a process. There is no destination. I'm so grateful for so many things in my life, much more so than I was 10 years ago. I just feel that things are more resonant. My senses are more acute. I'm more present-minded and happier, but it's a journey. And, you know, life is about the journey. Let's have a good time. Let's be together. Let's share our experience with each other and move forward in baby steps. And that is, that's my goal. And, I'm extremely thankful for
it. And you're sticking with it. It does seem like, one of the things, the themes throughout the show, it seems the theme is that be easy on yourself, Don't be so hard on yourself and allow life to unfold in ways that will show you, what your steps are, what your next steps are, and where you need to grow and learn and evolve or let go and move on. That seems to be the theme here.
Absolutely, Ken. And, I'm grateful to people like you who are putting that message forward. And, I'm grateful to you for giving me the opportunity to have this experience this morning.
I love it. Okay. You've probably already said this, but I'd like to ask my guests at the end this last question. All right. We got, in 185 countries right now with the Voices of Courage show. So what is your message to the world right now with what we're going through? What's your message?
Well, we're all in this together. There's a lot of stress for all of us, but let's just remember to be grateful for the positive things that we have. Let's accept those things that we can't change. I can't change what's going on in Ukraine right now. I can't change what's happening with regard to the pandemic beyond my small sphere. Let's remember that we have the power of intention. We can purposefully, positively rewire the way we think. And let's just drop the judgment of each other and celebrate our humanity as really one. And these are things we can all do today, right now.
This is what we can do today. Dr. Greg Hammer, his book is The Gain Without Pain. You can find it on Amazon. You can find it in bookstores. And I hope you pick it up. Dr. Greg Hammer, thank you for being here, man. Hope you come back.
Oh, anytime, Ken. You know it.
Thanks so much. So all of you that are listening to the show, I encourage you to not only listen to the Voices of Courage show, but take action around what you heard today. If there was something that you heard that you know would really benefit you from changing, developing, growing, become that best version of who you are, whatever that is for you, okay? I encourage you to incorporate it. I really like what Dr. Hammer told us today about, really being easy on ourselves and, bringing that compassion in, bringing that gratitude, the intention in, non-judgment, bringing those principles. How can you apply those in your life today so that your life gets better and better? That's my question to you. And listen, I hope you'll continue to watch the show. Let your family and friends know about us. That's how we grow. You can find us at voicesofcourage.us for all the replays. And there's also, we have a membership site up there. And it's an insider members. Members receive coaching. They get great guest gifts, books, insider interviews, tickets to events, and programs that are designed to help you to become that amazing soul that you already are. So I hope you'll check us out. And from my heart to yours, I pray that you continue to see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and be able to do the impossible.